Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, inviting you to subscribe to our other podcast called The Grave Talks. It's where I sit down and interview individuals who've had extreme paranormal situations happen to them in their lives. Just search The Grave Talks on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to press subscribe and give us some stars to help spread the word that this show exists. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, The Whitney. Originally a home and hotspot of entertainment for the social elites of Detroit, the Whitney restaurant has seen countless souls come through its doors. Once its residents had passed, the property would transition into a medical care facility. Eventually, in the mid-1980s, the Whitney opened its doors to the public as a restaurant. Since that time, stories of its past residents and patients have risen to the surface. Ghost hunters and those curious about making a connection with the dead have made the Whitney a choice destination to achieve this goal. The Whitney rarely lets anyone down. Today on The Grave Talks, we talk with paranormal investigator Mark Ortiz about the ghosts of the Whitney restaurant.
David Whitney, he was actually a lumber baron out of the East Coast. He was out of Watertown, Massachusetts. He was a big lumber guy out there. He actually moved to the Detroit area about the age of 27. He started the biggest lumber business in the U.S. His business ran from the East Coast into Canada, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, and then he actually started just to focus focuses his footprint in Michigan. The house that he built, the Whitney Mansion, I don't know if you've seen any pictures online. It's a beautiful historic mansion. At the time, he spent about $400,000 on this mansion, which in today's dollars is about $9.5-10 million. So the guy was very, very wealthy. Had a lot of money. One of the wealthiest people in Michigan, in Detroit. Built a mansion. Took him 4 years to build in 1890. Finished in 1894. Had a wife. He actually married sisters. The first wife that he married was Flora in 1860, and she actually didn't even get a chance to even live in the house. They had three kids, a son, and three daughters. She passed in 1882, so she didn't get a chance to even step inside this mansion. Some say the ghost of the Whitney is Flora that's hanging around because she never got a chance to actually live there. So yeah, and he ended up marrying his sister. I think what her name. Her name was I can't think of her name at the top of my head. But they never had kids, and actually back then, it was more of a marriage of convenience to take care of the family. So they actually lived in separate bedrooms. So they never really they never had any kids together. And she ended up living in the house well after he passed away. He only been in the house for about 6 years, and she passed in 1970. The house it had 52 rooms, about 22,000 square feet, 10 bedrooms, 20 fireplaces, a lot of stained glass Tiffany out of New York, and it was actually the first residential home to actually have a working elevator. So kind of impressive for a guy back then to actually have an elevator in his home. So of course, you know, the elevator is haunted. I'm sure you're gonna want to hear a lot of the haunted history of the Whitney. I myself actually am a paranormal investigator. So we are the Haunt Investigators of Michigan, which we do all the paranormal events at the Whitney. I know some history about the house, but I'm more on the paranormal side. But what I'm giving you is the information that throughout the years that we've been there, that we've heard from the staff there at the at the Whitney Mansion. But then again, you can Google all this information too.
Sure.
So,
after it was the residential home for them, after they had both passed, what happened to the property after at that point?
Well, from about after the second wife passed, it was actually because the family was really, I don't want to say they were in the medical business, but they actually, they allowed, if it was like from 1917, they actually allowed the Wayne County Medical Society to actually move into the resident. They actually, at one point they gave it to them, because they were just so, they respected the medical field. So the Wayne County Medical Society moved in. Basically it was a hospice. So people did pass away in the house, as did David Whitney. He had a heart attack. He passed in the house, and so did his second wife. So went to the Wayne County Medical Society in the late 20s, 1929, I believe. The Visiting Nurse Association actually came in and set up offices in the building behind the Whitney. They came in there, and they pretty much everybody left until about, I want to say 1970. God, I can't think of the top of my head. I want to say it was in 79. Mm-hmm. That they actually left when the next owner, Richard Kuhn, took over. And he actually bought the mansion because they were going to tear down this historic building. He thought, well, I'm going to buy this place. So, you know, so they can save this home. It's just an absolutely beautiful, gorgeous mansion. So in 86, he opened up a restaurant, and he spent a few million dollars in there trying to restore it. And then he eventually sold it to Bud Liebler, who's an ex Chrysler executive, for a couple of million dollars in 2007. And from then on, Bud actually spent, he spent a lot of money just actually in restoration, and also on the grounds. He did a lot of work out there internally in the house. So, and now he currently owns the place, and it's a restaurant. It's actually a fine dining restaurant. So, he's still there today.
How much of the home today is used for the restaurant? Can you dine in virtually any of the multitude of rooms in there? Obviously, there's a kitchen and such, but how expansive is the restaurant spread throughout the house?
How expensive is the restaurant?
No, expansive is the restaurant throughout the house. Where can you dine within the house? Is it just the ground floor? Is it all over the house?
Yeah, it's in the entire house. The first floor is your main dining area, and there's a lot of different rooms that the first floor had. They had the music room, they had the library room, because mm-hmm. David Whitney, he loved to entertain, absolutely loved to entertain. It was just him, his children, actually, they were actually much older. They really didn't get a chance to live there because they were actually older adults when the house actually was finished, and some of them spent their time overseas. But he loved to entertain. He had a cooking staff. I can't give you the exact number, but he had a big cooking staff, house staff to maintain the house. So the first floor had a lot of rooms. They have a lot of rooms now that are converted into dining areas. Second floor, same thing. A lot of dining rooms, dining areas. Even they have like a dessert parlor down there. The third floor is an area they call the Ghost Bar. And they converted that whole area with other rooms also to hang out. They have like piano music going on. So pretty much the whole house is used for entertainment.
So you can really get a good feel of what this house was like, the layout of it and everything to this day.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the restaurant. That's very neat. What, yeah. Obviously, this place was used for several other things, other businesses, other facilities, from the point of it being a residence to it becoming the current state of it being a restaurant. Take me back. What is the first reported haunting incident that occurred at the Whitney? Was it when it was a restaurant, or does it go back to when it was one of the other facilities?
Oh, you know, back then, obviously, it was a medical society, so people did actually pass in the house. Mm-hmm. I do not have any information as far as back then when people started experiencing paranormal activity. Not until I think Bud took it over in 2007 when the staff would actually would start saying things were happening in the house, and we started hearing about these stories. And it has probably been going on even before that, but I don't know, before 2007. But kitchen staff, waiting staff would say, you know, glasses would be turned on a table that actually was already set. One gal I talked to, she was a waitress there. She said that she was setting up one room, and every glass had a strawberry in the champagne. There was nobody in there yet when she got peppered in the back of her head by a strawberry, and one of the glass was missing a strawberry in the champagne. So stuff like that. You know, we've had people that have actually had conversations with a bathroom attendant that doesn't exist in the third floor ghost bar. Children playing on the second floor. They would hear children's voices of kids on a Sunday morning before they even opened for brunch. The staff would hear children playing on the second floor. They would go in there. There's nobody in there. But, I mean, the stories go on and on and on. And even the stuff that we've experienced in there, stuff that happens right in front of us. And it's like, that was interesting. So, you know, being a paranormal investigator, we try to debunk it by, you know, was there a door loose, or does it automatically close on its own? But stuff like that's happening all the time. And it's like, some stuff we can probably debunk. Other stuff we just kind of shake our head and say, that was interesting.
Do you think something was stirred up as the renovations continued in the life of the restaurant when he took it over? And you said he was doing a lot more renovations to it to restore it to its original beauty and such. Do you think that may have increased the activity at that point?
Yeah, yes. Actually, in the restaurant is located on Woodward Avenue in downtown Detroit. Actually, I think Woodward Avenue is the first road in the U.S. to actually have a paved road, being that this is the Motor City. There was actually construction that was going on Woodward Avenue. They were building a new Q-line rail. It's a rail from one part, north part of the town into downtown Detroit. So, you know, breaking up the streets out in front of their house, you know, it may have a sort of activity in there. And being that there's so many people now, probably the spirits there are probably happy that there's people actually in the home now, that it's actually being used for something that for entertainment, because, you know, David Whitney, he just loved to entertain. So now you've got people coming in and out, and my guess, he probably loves that, and that's probably stirring up the activity from whoever's there. But then again, you know, you've got people that passed away too, so maybe they want to be part of that.
I hope you enjoyed your 15-minute preview of our new podcast, The Grave Talks. Be sure to subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts to not miss any episode of the show. New episodes every single Monday. Just search for The Grave Talks and then press subscribe. Give us a review while you're at it and some stars that will help us grow in the rankings and let other folks know that the show exists to make an even better show for you. The Grave Talks. Check it out at thegravetalks.com.